Chapter 1. Make your penis your pal. Think you're the genius of your penis? Think again. In this chapter, I'm going to give you some advanced information about the care and pampering of your penis, how to treat it right so that it gives both you and your intimate partner unlimited pleasure. If you want to become the kind of lover a woman fantasizes about, you first need to understand more about yourself as a sexual being. Your mind, your emotions, your body, your sexual history, and your penis. Give yourself permission to start thinking about sex in a new way. Think about how you want to be in bed. Think about what you want to do to please your partner. Take your time and give it some serious thought. When you're having sex with a woman, you want to be able to relax and fully enjoy the experience. That process starts by relaxing and taking your time as you think about sex. Being the best lover starts with you being able to explore and experience your sexual passion and pleasure. It starts with you. If you're like most men, you discovered masturbation by the time you reached adolescence. It was intensely pleasurable, so you probably did it again and again and again. In all likelihood, you have brought yourself to orgasm so many times that you consider yourself the expert on how your penis works. Well, sometimes you are, but not always. The problem is that most men approach sex without realistically thinking about the mechanics of the penis or what it is capable of doing. I want to change that attitude. I want you to be fully informed, and I want to help you use that information to give you total confidence and skill. Let's start by taking a short trip down memory lane. While you're doing this, I'd like you to reflect on your own life and how your approach to sex evolved. As the adolescent male begins to mature sexually, what tends to happen is that he finds a method, or fantasy, that suits his style, and, pardon the expression, he sticks with it. Some men, for example, began masturbating with a magazine or even a video that they lifted from their dad's sock drawer when they were still kids. Often, a particular image or sexual fantasy became stuck in their heads. They got into the habit of touching themselves in the same way every time. Hey, it worked. So why not? Eventually, they graduated and began having sex with real, multidimensional girls instead of, again pardon the expression, four-color spreads. With a real girl, things could get real confusing. They had to worry about whether she would say yes, and if she did say yes, whether or not they could satisfy her. And this is very important. They also weren't really sure about how to make the transition from masturbation to intimate sexual experiences. I've talked to hundreds of men about their first experiences with masturbation, as well as their first sexual experience with real-life partners. Here are some typical examples. I was 16, but already I felt like I had been horny my whole life. I took this girl to a drive-in movie. It was our first date, and I had no hope or expectation of having sex. When she suggested we get in the back seat, I couldn't believe it. I was so surprised when she guided my penis inside her that I didn't know what to do. I just lay there like a lox. I must have lasted all of a minute and a third. I must have been all of 15, and this older girl, 17, from down the block, and I had been having heavy makeout sessions all summer. Finally, one day I was in her house when her parents weren't home. She pulled me down on top of her on the couch. The instant my penis entered her, I was so completely unprepared for what I felt, the warmth, the wetness, that I came immediately. The orgasm was one of the best of my life. It was so intense that I still remember it. Vividly. It goes without saying that the average young guy who is beginning to explore his sexuality doesn't feel that he has that much control over his penis. But what he lacks in experience, he makes up for in enthusiasm. With that in mind, chances are that he just plunges forward and does the best he can. But, in the process, the typical guy can establish many habits relating to how he has sex, and these habits can stay with him for a lifetime. As some men mature, they meet lovers who are more experimental and are able to affect some of their patterns and moves. However, there are many others who just go forward and establish long-term relationships, clinging to the same methods they used when they were 21. Years later, they are still doing it the same way, and while it's good, it's not quite as fabulous as they would like it to be. In the process of all this, some men develop hang-ups and problems. Others have issues with desire. Still others become just plain bored, and in the process, become boring lovers. I want this book to help male readers develop the same enthusiasm you had for your penis when you were 14 years old. But I want that enthusiasm to be combined with skill, knowledge, expertise, and confidence. I want you to really be a genius of your penis. I can show you how to do this. It's not a bone. It's not a muscle. It's erectile tissue. Do you know why your penis gets erect? Here's some information you need. Your penis has three cylinders of tissue. When you get excited, the arteries leading to your penis widen. Blood flows into these cylinders, and voila, an erection occurs. Your penis responds to two different types of sexual stimulation. When your penis receives physical stimulation, touching, stroking, kissing, sucking, it reacts by having an erection. It also responds to mental stimulation. Think about the times you had a spontaneous erection when you were looking, only looking, at a sensual woman, the real thing or a photograph, or having a fantasy of someone you wanted to have sex with. The best erections happen when you are being stimulated both mentally and physically. Many men expect that they will get a spontaneous erection the instant they are with a naked woman. This just isn't true of everybody. Every man is different. There are men who continue to have spontaneous erections, erections with no direct physical stimulation, their entire lives. And there are other men, even young men, who always require some direct stimulation and never have spontaneous erections. Both responses are normal. There is nothing wrong, no matter how old or young you are, if you need some physical stimulation to help you get an erection. Your erection response is very sensitive to stress. The erection response is not really under your voluntary control. You don't have to try to get an erection. In fact, trying will put more pressure on you and probably make it less likely that you will have an erection. Let me explain a little about the anatomy of the penis. While you may refer to your penis as your love muscle, the penis itself doesn't contain any muscles. However, there is a muscle group that surrounds the base of the penis. It's called the pubococcygeal muscle group, PC for short, but don't confuse it with your personal computer. You may have heard about the PC muscle in conjunction with female sexuality. Women are encouraged to do PC muscle exercises called Kegels to make their vaginas tighter and prepare for childbirth. For many years, it was believed that the PC muscle was very important for women, but not so much so for men. I remember once reading an article by one of the most famous sex researchers in the country who said the PC muscle was of no importance for male sexual response. This couldn't be further from the truth. Fortunately, we've learned more about what the PC muscle is capable of doing. The PC muscle is the muscle group that spasms when you have an orgasm and ejaculation. In order to get an erection, the PC muscle at the base of your penis has to be relaxed. In fact, this is one of the ways that Viagra works. It helps relax that muscle group so that blood can flow into the penis. If you tense up your PC muscle to try to get an erection, you will actually prevent it from happening. In the next chapter, there are some exercises that will show you how to locate this muscle and make it stronger. Erections and arousal aren't the same thing. Erection is how hard your penis is, and arousal is how close you are to orgasm and ejaculation. You could really be aroused, and even so, your erection might not be very hard. Or you could be rock hard, but feel like you're a million miles away from having an orgasm. A friend of mine likens the sensation of feeling that your ejaculation is retreating farther and farther into the future to chasing the ice cream truck. Another man I know says that when that happens to him, the woman he's with invariably thinks he is a man who can last forever. But he knows that he's just a guy who's not going to have an orgasm. I like to think of erections as having four stages. 1. Initiation. This is the preliminary phase when you first receive a sexual stimulus and you tell yourself that it's okay to go ahead with an erection. 2. Filling. This is when blood starts to make its way into the penis and the penis thickens. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 would signify no erection, and 2 to 4 would signify the process of blood filling the penis. 3. Rigidity. At the base of the penis are small valves located in the blood circulation system. Rigidity is reached when there is sufficient blood in the penis for the valves to get the message to begin to close off and trap the blood in the penis. On that 1 to 10 scale, the beginning of rigidity would measure 5, while levels 6 to 10 describe a penis that is reaching the upper limits of rigidity. At this stage, if you push down on your erect penis, it will spring back. 4. Maintenance. This describes a phase during which the valves at the base of the penis close off, and the penis is able to maintain an erection. Sometimes, a penis will stay erect even without direct stimulation. But many men require physical contact in order to maintain their erections. One of the things all men should know is that erections often get harder and softer during the course of having sex. Sometimes the slightest feeling of softness is enough to make a man worry that something is going wrong. What typically happens is that the man starts working harder to keep his erection. Usually, this has totally the opposite effect. If you feel that your erection is getting weaker, the best thing you can do is relax, breathe, and enjoy what your partner is doing. Enjoy her touch. Enjoy her skin. And enjoy her enjoyment. Forget about your penis and your erection for a moment, and focus on the sensuality of the moment. If you relax and get back into the total sensuality of what you are doing, the chances are extremely good that your erection will respond accordingly. Enjoy your penis. If you are going to get optimum pleasure from sex, you need to start by becoming more comfortable with everything about it. You have to stop worrying about how thick your penis is, how long it is, and how it looks. Accept your penis for what it is, and you and the women in your life will be significantly more satisfied. Penis rule number 1. Attitude is everything. Your attitude toward your penis will determine her attitude toward your penis. Look at that sentence and repeat it to yourself. Memorize it, then say it again. Your partner can't help but be affected by your attitude toward your penis, and it will be reflected in her own satisfaction and lovemaking. Any woman will tell you that the best lovers are confident lovers. Most of that confidence comes from being relaxed about your penis and what it is doing. Ask yourself how you think about your penis. Do you monitor what it is doing and treat it as though it literally has a life of its own? During sex, for example, do you think things like, "Oh, look at my penis," or whatever word you use, "it's really performing well tonight," or "why isn't it getting hard?" Do you have a secret or a pet name for your penis? Is it a personal name connected to your own, like Little or Big Howie? A name that conveys power? The Rock or The Terminator? A name that conveys pleasure? Mr. Happy? A humorous name? Elmo? Or a name that conveys ambivalence or negativity? Mr. Droopy? Stop to think what effect your penis's pet name may have on your attitude toward sex. Think about what effect your pet name will have on a woman. The Terminator may scare her. Mr. Droopy will probably scare her as well. If you want to call your penis something, make it something that denotes pleasure. And it goes without saying, never, ever apologize for your penis. Always remember that your penis is a part of who you are. Men who emphasize performance frequently think about the penis as though it is an independent object. As a sex therapist, one of the most important things I do with men is to try to help them erase a performance-based attitude toward sex. A mantra that I repeat often is, "Sex is about pleasure, not performance." We all know that the sexual act is a complete and integrated experience, but we don't always act that way. For most men, the primary reason they fail to grasp the full-body nature of sex is that they don't know how to relax. They start out stressed and worried about performance, and they stay that way. Tension and old lovemaking habits keep them from enjoying the moment-by-moment sensations. The most experienced and sexual women in the world will tell you that if you are confident and comfortable about your penis, you can be a fabulous lover even when your penis isn't doing exactly what you want it to do. Women are made uncomfortable by a man who acts unsure of himself and worries about his erection. But women are made secure and turned on by a man who forgets about his erection, or lack thereof, and uses his hands, fingers, mouth, skin, and whatever he has to give and get pleasure. So the first thing to do if you want your penis to give you and your partner pleasure is relax. Being relaxed makes you appear confident and sexier, which in turn gives you real sexual power. Penis rule number 2. If a woman likes you, she likes your penis. A woman wants to feel your penis inside of her because it's part of you, not because it's a particular size or shape. Men are sometimes under the impression that women like dick in general, without making any distinctions about the men to whom these dicks are attached. That's rarely true. The typical woman's sexual desire is directed at a particular object, person, and when she pictures having great sex, she pictures it with this person. Responding to what your penis does is part of her general responsiveness to you. This is true no matter what your shape or size. When a woman tells you, "I just want to feel you," she means it. That's because women have a different hormonal balance than men. Testosterone, sometimes referred to as a male hormone, is largely responsible for sex drive. Testosterone is the reason why a man's voice is deeper than a woman, and it's also the reason why men are more sexually driven in general. For the most part, the more testosterone a man produces, the more interested he is in sex. Men produce testosterone throughout their lives, but it diminishes as they get older. Libido tends to diminish accordingly. A typical man of 70 will be less sexually motivated than a typical man of 20. Some women do have more testosterone than others. As an interesting side note, women for whom doctors have prescribed testosterone typically report increased libido and sexuality. The late Teresa Crenshaw, MD, a noted sex researcher and therapist, theorized that women have a variety of different types of sexual desire to correspond to different hormones. According to her research, testosterone was responsible for a woman's aggressive sex drive. But she thought that a woman's urge to seduce and attract a man was regulated by estrogen, dopamine, and oxytocin, the so-called bonding hormone. Her research also indicated that a woman's desire to be penetrated or be the passive partner during intercourse was influenced by high levels of estrogen and serotonin. Many women describe these different kinds of feelings surrounding sex drive and sexual desire. Men, not women, worry about size and shape. It's the very rare case where a man's penis and a woman's vagina don't mesh well from the standpoint of size. Nonetheless, many men obsess about penis size. The typical belief is that it looks too small when it's not erect. These same men often think their penis looks okay when it is erect. If you have this obsession to the point where it's interfering with your sexual enjoyment, you really need to get over it. Most men have penises that look smaller when they are not erect. There is a lot of myth and advertising propaganda surrounding penis size. Just this morning, I received at least half a dozen pieces of email spam of the "be bigger and harder overnight" variety. My advice is to not take any of this too seriously. Although some doctors advertise male enhancement surgeries, current techniques for penile enlargement surgeries generally don't work very well for reasons that have to do with the blood supply to the penis. I once asked the rhetorical question in my class, "So given that penile enlargement surgery generally doesn't work, what should a man do if he genuinely believes that his penis is too small?" One student piped up, "Buy a big truck," which I thought was as good an answer as any. There are two ways to enlarge a penis surgically. In the first procedure, the surgeon loosens or cuts the ligaments that anchor the penis to the pubic bone. This makes the penis look as though it is longer when it is flaccid. There can be a problem with cutting these ligaments because then, when a man gets an erection, it might tend to swivel. A way to make a penis thicker or wider is to inject a substance into the space between the skin and the tunica albuginea, the membrane that holds the three cylinders of erectile tissue together. Substances that have been injected in the past include collagen and silicone. Currently, doctors use autologous fat, fat from your own body. They usually get the fat by doing liposuction on your love handles. The problem with this procedure is that gravity often makes the injected fat clump up on the underside of the penis. Often, two or three treatments are necessary in order to even the fat out. Even so, it can come out looking like a lumpy potato. Sometimes men say things to me like, "Well, a friend of mine swears that he uses something that makes his penis bigger when he's having sex. Do you know of anything like that?" Well, I don't know anyone with a computer who doesn't receive one or dozens of emails daily from companies promising that one method or another can make men bigger. One gizmo that some men have used is a vacuum erection device, Swedish penis enlarger. This is a clear plastic cylinder that fits over the penis and is attached to a small pump. When you press the pump, a vacuum is created in the cylinder, drawing blood into the penis. The cylinder comes with a small medical rubber band that you slip over the penis and leave in place while you are having sex. The band acts like a cock ring and holds blood in the penis. The vacuum erection pump is a medical device that's used in sex therapy with older men who may have difficulty maintaining an erection. It's also sold as a novelty in adult stores and used by younger men who swear it increases penis length. What happens is that if you use it for 20 minutes every day, it can give you the appearance of more length because it trains you to have a little more blood in your penis than you usually do. If you want to use this kind of device with a partner, it would probably be a good idea to tell the woman because she will probably be able to feel the rubber band. Some women can find it causes chafing or irritation. There was recently a story in the news about a judge here in this country who was using the vacuum erection device under his robes during court proceedings. People heard the swooshing sound. I swear, I'm not making this up. There are some other things you should know before you use a vacuum pump to improve your erection. Don't keep it on for more than 20 minutes because it functions as a sort of tourniquet and can damage your erectile tissue. Also, be cautious about where you place the rubber band. Placing it directly over a vein can cause bleeding. Plus, this device is not recommended if you have difficulty ejaculating. There are conditions that can cause unusually small penises. An adult penis that is less than an inch long when erect is a medical condition called microcephalus. It usually occurs in conjunction with other serious birth defects. There's also something called a hidden or concealed penis. This can occur when a man becomes so overweight that he develops a fat pad in the lower abdomen that literally engulfs the shaft of the penis. The penis is still there, but you can't see it. It looks weird, but it doesn't affect your sex life that much. A man with this condition has to reach inside and pull out the penis to urinate or have intercourse. The only time it protrudes by itself is when there is an erection. This problem can be resolved with surgery. Beyond size, there is another concern about penis appearance that comes up for men, and that's circumcision. There are two issues here. One is aesthetics. In general, women do not have a preference for circumcised versus uncircumcised penises. Individual women may prefer one over the other, but while having sexual intercourse, most women report that both feel the same. A second issue is sensitivity. Some men believe that because they were circumcised as infants, they were genitally mutilated without their consent. The attitude toward mandatory circumcision is starting to change because it's not necessary or even beneficial from a medical standpoint. But some men believe that their penises would be either more or less sensitive if they weren't circumcised. There is no research to support the idea that circumcision impacts on a man's sexual performance. Caring for your penis. When I tell you to be relaxed about your penis, I don't want to give the impression that I think you should ignore it. Quite the contrary. Penis rule number 3. Pay attention to your penis. You can't just ignore your penis and only pay attention to it when you're masturbating or having sex. I can't talk about the penis without reminding you that it needs care. Jerry Seinfeld does a bit about how everybody spends more time washing their genitals than any other part of their body, so I probably don't need to tell you about regular showering. You shouldn't scrub it so hard that your skin becomes irritated, but you want it to be clean and attractive. If you're not circumcised, that means that you need to pull the foreskin back every day and wash under it to make sure that you don't get an infection. Cleanliness is also essential for your partner's health and well-being. A question I'm sometimes asked concerns how soon after sex should you get up to wash off your penis? Well, some women do complain about men who wash off too soon, and others complain about men who don't wash soon or often enough. Many women find it a real turnoff, for example, when a man hops out of bed within seconds of sex to wash himself off. This is an off-putting mood breaker for women who like to cuddle after sex. And most women like to cuddle after sex. On the other hand, women also complain about men who have had one orgasm and then initiate oral sex without washing themselves off. This is particularly true if the couple has been using a birth control method that includes spermicide. It has a nasty taste. Something that helps keep the penis looking appealing and attractive is to rub Vaseline around the head on a daily basis. It keeps the skin soft and lubricated. You can also massage the area beneath the head of your penis with Vaseline. Just use a little bit. Don't apply Vaseline right before you have sex, because it really isn't a good sexual lubricant, particularly since it can cause the latex that is used in condoms to weaken and break. Also, if you have oral sex, women can taste it, and again, tend to not like what they taste. On the same note, I've also heard women complain about men who use lotions, talcum powder, and cologne on or near the penis. Before you start using anything on your genitals, check with your partner. The penis in general is not susceptible to a huge number of serious medical conditions. However, there are a few conditions you should be aware of. The first is priapism. This word describes an erection that won't go down. This might sound like nothing to worry about. In fact, it might sound like all your wishes just came true. But it's actually dangerous, and it's often painful. Priapism is significantly more complicated than a really hard erection that lasts a long time, and it needs immediate medical attention. Priapism occurs if you are finished having sex and your erection won't go down, no matter what you do or how many cold showers you take. It's as though your penis is stuck in the on position. If this happens, you need to get medical help, or you risk permanent damage to your erectile tissue. Priapism is fairly rare. Nonetheless, you should know about it. Primary causes of priapism are trauma, alcohol or drug abuse, head injury, and some medications. Another unusual condition is called Peyronie's disease. Most men's penises aren't completely straight. They may curve a bit to one side or point up or down. This is normal. However, if your penis looks like it's curving more in one direction than it used to, you might have a problem called Peyronie's disease. This comes about because of scar tissue developing on one side of the penis. This shortens that side. This can be caused by injury to the penis, or sometimes it just occurs for no apparent reason. If you think your penis is developing a curve, take Polaroids of it while it's erect and keep track of whether there really is a change over a few months. If so, take the pictures to your doctor for a consultation and find out whether you need to do something to correct it before it gets so serious that it's starting to take a U-turn. This condition is correctable with surgery. Speaking of injury to the penis, even though the penis doesn't have a bone in it, you can still fracture your erectile tissue. Here's how this is most likely to happen. You and your partner have had a few drinks, and there you are, having sex in the rear entry position. In and out, in and out. The room is dark, and you can't see much. You're going pretty fast, and you're really getting some good strokes in. You're going all the way in and all the way out, and then, on an in-stroke, you miss your partner's vagina and hit her hip instead. You hear a cracking sound, you're in incredible pain, and a bruise appears that covers most of your penis. It will probably heal within a few days, but if this happens to you, err on the side of caution and see a doctor. Here's a safe sex rule. Never operate heavy equipment while under the influence of alcohol. Penis rule number 4. Creative shaving can give the illusion of size. One of the things I can recommend to alter the appearance of the penis and make it look longer is creative shaving. In short, maybe your penis looks small because it's hidden by your pubic hair. A little shaving can give the illusion of a longer penis. Here's how to shave the hair on and around your genitals. You can use a regular razor with soap or shaving gel, or a beard trimmer. I believe an electric beard trimmer works best. Obviously, be very careful as you shave in this area. Shave all the hair off your scrotum, and trim all of the hair off the shaft of your penis. Trim the tufts of hair between your thighs and your scrotum with scissors, and then shave this area. Now, here's the illusion part. Stand in front of a mirror and look at your penis when it isn't erect. Shave about a square inch above your penis. This will make it look longer. Then, use the beard trimmer to skim across your remaining pubic hair so that they're all about half an inch long. Shaved or trimmed pubic hair is a trend which I hope continues. It makes oral sex so much better. More about this in Chapter 5. The only problem with shaving pubic hairs is that you have to keep doing it daily. If you don't like the appearance of the shaved area and decide to let it grow back, be prepared for a few days of itching. This can usually be relieved with talcum powder. Other hair removal options include electrolysis or laser hair removal. Laser hair removal may take 3 or 4 sessions in order to completely remove hair from your genital area, but the results are generally very good. Penis rule number 5. Your penis reacts to emotional and physical stimuli. Years ago, I met a man named Frank who complained about erectile dysfunction. No matter what his wife did to his penis, Frank couldn't get an erection. When Frank and his wife first met, he was incredibly attracted to her. She was both beautiful and exciting, so he proposed. Unfortunately, he and his wife didn't get along so well. In fact, they fought about everything, from politics and religion to how to park the car. As you might imagine, his failure to get erect created some additional problems for an already troubled relationship. His wife was convinced that there was nothing wrong with him sexually. She said, "I know that what's wrong with him is that he is angry at me. Until he gets over that anger, he's not going to get hard." He said, "Don't be ridiculous." And he tried all kinds of solutions. He consulted with psychiatrists, and he consulted with sex therapists, and he took herbs and pills. But nothing worked. After a year or so of this, the couple divorced. Frank met a woman he liked. They started dating. He told her about his problem. She said, "Well, let's just cuddle and see what happens." After a couple of weeks of cuddling, lo and behold, Frank was erect. It was a miracle. "Whatever I had, I'm cured," Frank said. He took this statement one step further. "Now that I'm cured," he announced, "I can reconcile with my ex-wife and show her that I don't have any sexual problems." And that's what he did. You won't be surprised to hear that once again, he couldn't get an erection. "Well," he said, "I guess my penis has a mind of its own." My response to him is, "No, Your penis does not have a mind of its own, but it is connected to your mind, your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, as well as to your body. Pay attention. I once spoke to another man who played tennis every Saturday afternoon in the summer for at least 2 hours and then dragged himself home, exhausted and at least a little dehydrated, to make love to his girlfriend. Why, he asked, am I not fully erect? If you are worried, tired, or stressed, this is going to have an impact on your erection. Many men are in complete denial about this. They try to have sex under horrible conditions, when they are drunk, tired, hungry, or upset. They start having intercourse, and then when it isn't really happening, they start flogging their penis, or berating it, or trying to have sex faster. The likelihood of any of these methods working is minimal. If you experience an erection problem, and you've checked yourself out medically, it may be a sign that you should look at yourself and ask yourself, what is going on in your life? There may be something you need at that point more than you need sex. Here's my advice. It's wise to pay attention to your penis. It may be telling you something you need to know.